Those four scriptures that were read to us tonight, it might not seem like they go hand in hand, but in regard to the topic I wanted to speak about for a few minutes tonight, I think we'll all see that they complement each other very well. Isn't that the case, though, whenever we read scriptures from the Bible, that you find the most interesting connections, even though the verses read might not seem to be? Tonight I want to bring all these verses together into the idea of bearing our cross for Christ. During World War II, Winston Churchill said, "All I have to offer you is blood, sweat, and tears." We know that service is never easy when great commitment is needed. And yet, the greatest efforts do require the greatest sacrifices. And what greater sacrifice can we have than to taking up our daily cross and following after Christ, living this life free of sin, living our lives in obedience to Christ, is a great sacrifice. It takes great commitment, and we need to put our all into that commitment that we have made when we were buried with Christ in baptism. And so when we look back at the four scriptures that were read tonight, the first one being in Luke chapter 9, verse 23 through 26, we see there the command, the request to take up our cross and follow Christ. Because if we deny Christ on that great and last day, he is going to deny us. So how do we do these things? How do we take up our cross and follow Christ? The next three scriptures are a definition or a explanation of how that is done. Dad read Colossians chapter 3, various verses from there. There we see that we are to deny ourselves. The next scripture reading from James chapter 4, we see that we are to commit ourselves. And finally, the last scripture that Zach just read is how we maintain ourselves. These are how we take up our cross and follow Christ. So let's go back over these verses again, starting with the one in Luke chapter 9, starting in verse number 23. Jesus says this to us. He says, "If a man will come after me, let him deny himself." This is very important in our studying of taking up our cross and following after Christ. We realize that in our lives, it's not our will that needs to be done, but it's Christ's will that needs to be done. Just as Christ prayed in the garden that night, he says, "Father, take this cup away from me. Nevertheless, not my will be done, but thy will be done." It's the same in our lives as Christians. Christ's will must be done, and that means to deny ourselves. But not only to deny ourselves, he would say to take up his cross daily and follow me. Not only do I have to deny myself and put Christ's will above mine, I need to remember to do this on a daily basis. It's a daily commitment to deny myself and follow Christ. Paul put it great in the book of Romans. He says the flesh and the spirit are at war one with another, and that we cannot do the things that we want. We might not be able to do everything that we want in this life, but that's okay, because Christ has asked us to deny ourselves and follow after him. That is what's important. As he would go on to say in verse 24 and following, "Whoever will save his life shall lose it." If I don't deny my own lust, my own things that I want to do, I do my own pleasures, I'm going to lose my life, Christ would say. "But whoever shall lose his life for my sake, the same shall save it." Figuratively, probably today, losing our lives, taking up our cross, being crucified with him, dying to sin, it was probably literal then. It's not literal now. At least we have never had to face that, and I am thankful for that. But we lose our life. We give up things in this life for Christ's sake. He says in verse number 25, "What does it profit if you have the whole world but you lose Christ?" There's no profit in that at all. So I will gladly deny myself and follow after Christ. And then he says in verse 26 that if we are ashamed of him and his words, then he will be ashamed of us in that last day when the Father comes back to take us home. That is the goal then tonight, to dedicate ourselves to denying ourselves and taking up the cross and following after Christ, living right for him. How do we do that then? Let's look at the book of Colossians chapter 3 and see how Paul tells us to do it. In Colossians chapter 3, starting in verse 1 through 3, verse number 5 and 8 through 11, we learn, as Christ said, we deny ourselves. And how best to do that than to follow the commands of Paul here. He says, "If you be risen with Christ, seek those things which are above, where Christ sitteth on the right hand of God. Set your affections on things above, not on things of the earth, for you are dead and your life is hid with Christ in God." We are to make our focus heaven. We look to the things that are above, Paul says. We don't care about what's going on and pleasing ourselves in this life here because we have made the commitment as Christians to deny ourselves. How do we do that? We look to heaven. We set our minds on things that are above, not on things of this life. That is how we deny ourselves. Another way, verse number 5, is by putting to death the things that make us stumble. If there are things that make us stumble in this life, if we can't keep from looking at bad things online, cancel our online subscriptions. Do away with the internet. Put to death anything that is going to keep us from being right with God. And that's probably not the best example to use, but it can be used with anything. Whatever it is that would keep you from denying yourself and following Christ, put it to death. Paul says here, mortify those things. He says in verse 8, put off these other things. Don't get so bogged down with the anger and the wrath and the fighting once among another that you lose sight on denying yourself and following Christ. And the reason for that is verse number 11, the very end. Christ is all and in all. Christ is the whole purpose of everything. That's why we deny ourselves and follow him. That is how we deny ourselves. We also have to commit ourselves to this. It's not an easy thing to deny what you want to do and follow after what Christ wants to do. But James would give us the recipe for doing just that. In James chapter 4, if you'll turn there with me, look again at these verses that our brother Richard read. Here's the first way we can do this. The Bible says, God resisteth the proud, but giveth grace to the humble. We need to be humble. It's hard to deny yourself when you are proud, isn't it? We need to be humble, willing to give up what we want and do what Christ wants. That's how we commit ourselves. Also, by submitting ourselves to God, verse number 7. When we submit ourselves to God and resist the devil, he's going to flee, which means the denial of the things that would lead us away from Christ will probably become easier and easier if we submit to God. And finally, verse number 8. Draw nigh unto God, and he will draw nigh unto you. By making sure, or by cleansing our hands, the verse would go on to say. When I draw nigh unto God and commit myself to him, he is going to draw nigh unto me. And when I submit myself to him, the devil will run from me. So that is how I deny myself. That is how I commit myself. I had looked to all the great examples here in the church and found in the Bible, as the book of Hebrews chapter 12 would remind us, those first three verses. We have some great examples to look forward, to see how to overcome sin and how to commit ourselves to Christ. And finally, what Zach just read, 1 John chapter 1, verse 8 through 10. This is how I maintain my dedication to Christ. Christ has asked me to deny myself, to take up my cross daily and follow him. I deny myself by looking to those things that are above, setting my affections on those things and putting to death these things on the earth. I commit myself by submitting to God. And finally, I maintain this commitment by walking in the light. As Zach read in verse number 7, if we walk in the light as he is in the light, then we have fellowship one with another, and the blood of Jesus Christ, his Son, cleanseth us from all sin. If we cease walking in the light and do our own desires instead of deny ourselves daily, we are no longer walking in the light. We don't have that cleansing blood cleansing us from all sin anymore. This is how we maintain what we have committed. We walk in the light, we have fellowship one with another. A very powerful tool in abstaining from worldly things is the fellowship we all have together. And we continue in that cleansing blood. These next few verses would say, don't trick yourself. Upon occasion, you're going to mess up. Upon occasion, you're going to deny Christ and do your own will. But John tells us not to despair when that happens. As long as we have a penitent and repentant attitude and come back to Christ and recommit ourselves to denying ourselves and following him daily, we have the assurance that he is faithful, verse 9, faithful and just to forgive us our sins and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. And what is the key to that? The very beginning. If we confess our sins, that is the key. So tonight, that's what I wanted to talk about briefly. We need to take up our cross and follow Christ. We do that by denying ourselves, by committing ourselves to God, and by maintaining that by walking in the light and confessing our faults when we sin. Have you not been living right? Have you denied Christ in your actions outside of our daily lives? The Bible says that if we confess, he is faithful and just to forgive us those things. If there is any need, let us know what we can do to help as we stand and sing this song.